Grease, where did you get the know-how to be a lawman? Where'd you learn all your technique, all your savvy? Huh? How to appraise a situation in a glance? Well, it took years of experience, because like everybody else, at one time I was a stinking no-good rookie! I was a lousy, stinking rookie, and it was Blood and Guts McCoy that taught me everything I knew. Getting in a squad car with him the first time. He said, let me tell you something. Everything you learned in the academy, forget about it. You listen to me. If I say jump, you say how high. If I ask you to take a dump, you ask me what color. You understand me?
I said, yes, Mr. McCoy.
He said, that's Officer McCoy. He said, let's make no bones about it. I hate rookies. They're like bananas. They're born green. They live yellow. And they die rotten. Top of that, you're late. Our shift starts at 0700 at 7:15. Now, the only acceptable reason for being late with me is that you were doing a little hop of the key. Now, you and the wife cut a slice? How come you're late?
I said, well, no, Officer McCoy, I wish I could have cut a slice, as you said, but, well, you know, it's her time of the month.
He said, don't tell me you're a wuss, and you got a little thing like groin gravy stop ya.
I said, oh, God.
He said, you'll get to like me. You'll get to like me when you realize the kind of man I am. So he pulled away from the curb, and I realized that he had his badge pinned not only through his uniform blouse, but right through his breast. There was a little trickle of blood, and he didn't even notice. Blood and Guts McCoy. We got to call Man with a Gun. Man with a Gun. I thought, my God. We got to the scene, and sure enough, there was a guy with what looked like to be a weapon. I bailed out of the car and just opened. Ah! When we got up on the guy who was lying there bleeding and oozing, I realized it was just a stinking water pistol. I said, oh, my God, my career's over with. What's going to happen to me, dear Lord? Please. He said, relax, rookie, relax. And he reached into his pocket and took out a throwdown piece. He said, I confiscated this years ago, and I knew I'd have cause to use it one day, boy. And he took that real gun, and he put it in the maggot's hand. And sure enough, when the shooting team got there, they called it a good shooting. He had a gun unregistered. I thought, my God, Officer McCoy, McCoy. How can I ever thank you? Well, he just kind of smiled, belched, and said, the midnight shift ain't quite gonna be so lonely as it has been.
Oh, no!
He said, now you just be a good little rookie and, schluck him.
It's another Saturday morning with the Best of Greaseman Show on DC 101. The official...